Cres, brother and sister, D.H. Elmshaven, St. Helena, California, September 16, 1903. Dear brother and sister Cres, I did not write to anyone in Australia by the last boat. I was very busy writing letters to some in this country. I sent a long letter to brother John Vessels. He is now in Africa. His wife and children are living in San Francisco. Sister Vessels has a little daughter. I have strong hopes that John Vessels is really making reformations. He writes me good letters, and I always respond, writing words that I hope will be help to the whole Vessels family. I want to do all that I can to encourage them to press on in the heavenward way. About 3 weeks ago, I drove over to Healdsburg and stayed there for several days. I spoke on the Sabbath to a large congregation in the church. The Lord gave me great freedom. I spoke twice to the church school teachers who had assembled for the Institute. Next mail, I will send you a copy of the talk that I gave on one occasion. While in Healdsburg, I was deeply impressed that there must be a decided upward movement in the carrying forward of the Lord's work. There is to be much greater spiritual advancement than there has been. The Lord will work mightily for His people when they believe His word and submit to His will. When they come to Him with confession and repentance, He will take away their sins and will fill their hearts with the peace of Christ. I can write you only a very short letter this time. The letters must go this noon. Last night, Willie returned from the East after a stay of more than 2 months. We have spent some time this morning talking together, and I have not much time left for writing. Do you hear anything in regard to what Dr. Caro is doing? I feel very sorry for him. But we know that you must use great care in connecting workers with the sanitarium, else the institution will be hindered in doing the work that the Lord desires to see done. How sad it is that Dr. Caro is not willing to be right with God and to learn from Christ to be meek and lowly. I feel deeply the need of divine wisdom. I lie awake hour after hour praying, "Show me thy ways, O Lord. Teach me thy paths. Lead me in thy truth and teach me. For thou art the God of my salvation, and on thee do I wait all the day." Psalm 25, verse 4, 5. To the workers in the sanitarium, I would say, stand firm for the right. Remember that you are God's children. When perplexities arise, take them to God in prayer, and He will help. He will never misunderstand you. The Lord has a work for all to do. He will aid everyone who looks to Him. Remember that every effort you make needs the fragrance of Christ's righteousness in order for it to be an acceptable offering to the Lord. Remember, too, that of yourselves you can do no good thing. Divine and human endeavor must be united. Then good will be accomplished. We need so much to be united with one another and with Christ. The commandments of God are a golden chain of love, binding heart to heart, mind to mind. In all your services, follow the rule, do unto others as ye would that they should do unto you. See Matthew 7, verse 12. With much love,